This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 434, Alejandro's Writing Silver Bullet for IELTS Task 2.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Alejandro, who wrote the most winning Task 2 essay this month. Find out his secrets to improving vocabulary and producing high-level IELTS essays. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners and amazing IELTS candidates. We are here with our wizard winner this month. Alejandro, how you doing?
Hi, Jessica. What's shaking? I always wanted to say that.
Yay! Lindsay's going to be so stoked that you said that. That was so awesome. So guys, the reason Alejandro is here, every month in our Three Keys IELTS course, the students have a chance to participate in a writing contest. And Alejandro wrote the best essay this month. So what he gets, we just had a 15-minute strategy session. Alejandro, what did we talk about in our strategy session? What kind of advice did we talk about?
Several advice, but the most important one that it was someone is to improve my vocab notebook, because my vocab notebook is about 7 pages and there's a lot of information, a lot of vocabulary that is not impossible, but it's very difficult to learn.
There you go. So I think that 15 minutes seriously is gonna just clear up your vocabulary worries.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. Like that was a very effective lesson. So that's why he got that lesson with me, is because he wrote the best essay this month. Alejandro, let me ask you some questions about your writing experience and your writing process. What did you know about writing before you took our course? What was your experience with writing in English?
Oh, well, related to the IELTS exam, nothing. I didn't know anything about the IELTS exam, but I, because my work is related to English, because I have to write emails, but nothing so important like write an essay.
So you'd never written an academic essay before?
No, never. That was
the
first. The fifth essay, because I finished the writing module.
Okay, so you told me before we recorded that you took a couple tries before submitting your final essay to the contest. So did you like try to write the essay a few times and then corrected it and stuff like that before you submitted it?
Yes, actually, the main idea, the most of the essay was one shot. In the first shot, but I never satisfied the word that I use, so I rewrite some words and try to use more advanced vocabulary that has
cool.
You recommend, because my English is very technical. I'm an engineer, so it's very basic.
Well, that's one of the reasons why your essay won is the vocabulary that you used. And guys, what Alejandro is doing right now is perfect for where he's at in his preparation, because he still has a month and a half before he's going to take the exam. So he doesn't have to worry about timing yet. Guys, it's all about the step-by-step approach. So if you're in a similar stage to Alejandro, you have some time before your exam, this is exactly what you should be doing, is first of all, learn a template, learn how to write the essay, and then practice it and take as much much time as you need, because Alejandro's goal right now is to write the best essay he can, right? To use all of our advice, to look at the linking words, improve the vocab.
The templates. So what,
also, the templates, yeah. So that's like, that's perfect. And then in a couple weeks, Alejandro, you should really start timing yourself though. Okay. Because you write a good essay. We know that you won the contest, but you have to be able to do that in 40 minutes.
Yeah. Yes. I know that I need to time it, but I think that it will start in a few weeks.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's perfect. Let me just throw out some of the phrases that you use. So, first of all, guys, the task question this month was, some believe that nonviolent crimes should carry lighter punishments. Others, however, feel that all crimes should require prison sentences. What is your opinion? So, crime is an IELTS topic. It's funnily enough, like, it's always included in IELTS textbooks, but to be honest, guys, it does not come up that often on the exam. And I don't know why it's in every textbook, but I thought, okay, it does happen sometimes. Our students need to be prepared for everything. So that's why we had that question this month. So some of your phrases were like just impressive right out of the gate, like awesome. So like, fortunately, the evolution as human beings help us to categorize and distinguish between them and apply a more suitable punishment. So guys, like, I'll put that whole sentence in the blog post for this episode, so you could get that same vocab that Alejandro was using. But it was fantastic. Now, Alejandro, when you are trying to improve the words you have used, what do you do? Do you like use a dictionary or a thesaurus or what?
Well, actually, I use a website, Word Reference, and there is another one that you recommend in your course. I don't remember the name right now, but it's there. I try always to think in advanced word. If I not got it, the word, the correct word, I put that I know in that moment, and after that, I work for a best one.
Okay, so the site you mentioned is Word Reference?
Yes, Word Reference.
Okay, cool. Again, guys, I will put that in the blog post for this episode. Come on back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and search Alejandro. That's Alejandro. And then you could see all of the examples and advice we're talking about today. Hello, my favorite people, IELTS Energy listeners. If you would like to get into the Three Keys IELTS Success System, just like Alejandro, no experience with writing essays, first time taking the test, and he is going to rock it. Get into our course now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, cool. So you haven't taken IELTS before. This is your first attempt. Why are you taking IELTS?
That's because I want to apply for the Australian visa.
Okay.
Yes, I want to apply at the end of the year. My brother is living there. He moved there 4 years ago.
Cool.
Yes, that is one. My dream is take my family to Australia and live with my other part of the family that is already there.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so this is a big goal. This is like a huge change of life thing before you. And I know, like, just from talking to you before we recorded, I know that you're motivated and I know that you're hardworking. So let's try and share some of your preparation, some of the stuff you've learned with our listeners today. So we've talked about vocab. What do you think from the course has helped you really get a handle on writing task two?
Well, for writing task two, the one of the most important thing that I did is the brainstorming.
Yeah, okay.
The brainstorming is, and that is easy for me. The most difficult for me was to get the impressive words. Well, the template is very useful.
Cool.
I didn't know that I had to use template. until your course.
You know, I was just, I had a class with a student in our course this morning, and she was saying similar things. Like, she's a high level student. She studied English for a long time. And, but even though she's high level, like, she could not get above a 6 on writing. Like, she's taken the test like 4 times. And that's because she never tried to really organize her ideas before. Like, she didn't know she had to. She would just sit down and just write. So guys, you could tell from her experience that that doesn't work on test day. Like, you need an idea of how to organize your ideas. So that's awesome. I'm glad the template is working for you. Now, you also participated in a power hour. I remember talking to you like, what, 1 month or 2 months ago?
Yes, 2 or 3 months ago. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So guys, the Power Hour, this is like a twice a month option for students in our course, and they get to meet with me and other students for feedback on speaking and writing. So Alejandro, do you remember any like personalized advice that we talked about that day that might have helped you improve your writing?
Well, the Power Hours was related to the... I don't remember if it was a listening module. It was related to the match paragraph. I don't remember. This is a...
Oh, the reading.
Reading module, sorry.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
And so... helping a lot. Helping a lot.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Yeah, we also have one reading power hour a month where we talk about matching headings to paragraphs and yes, no, not given. So good. So you feel like, could you tell us your level of understanding, your comfort with the strategies before and after the power hour?
Well, after the power hours, it was very difficult to me to understand very well. I did all the exercise or the lesson that you offer in the course, but after the power hour, it was an exam, was very realistic for me.
Oh, great. That's awesome. That's fantastic. Yeah, that's why we have that. Sometimes just doing it on your own isn't enough. Sometimes you need me or another teacher to be like, this is just slow down, like step by step. This is how it works. And then it just takes that like tiny opportunity to make stuff click sometimes, right? Just to go from not understanding to understanding, just to get over that hill. Okay, that's cool. So Alejandro, do you have any final tips or last words of advice for other students out there that want to improve their writing to the same level that you have?
Oh, well, my secret is to practice a lot. Yes, that's no silver bullet for any module or for any task that you are going to face. I think that the secret is to practice a lot. Do much as
you can. That is perfect. I love that. I really love that because I think a lot of us, that's what we're looking for, right? No matter what the big challenge is in your life, you're always waiting for like the magic key, right?
Yeah.
Like even something as huge as like, I want to be happy. People are always like discovering one philosophy or whatever. They're like, this is it. That just this is gonna make me happy. Or in this case, like, I just need this one idea and I'm gonna get an 8 on IELTS. You know, it doesn't work like that. Guys, So how often would you say you're practicing writing?
Well, I started last month. I practicing almost twice a week just for writing and speaking or another 2 times a week.
That's fantastic. And is it only IELTS questions that you're practicing?
No. I'm practicing IELTS question, and also I'm trying to read aloud. I read the 2 books, and also I practicing reading articles related to my job.
Good.
Also listening to your podcast.
Always a good idea.
Yeah.
I could tell you, Alejandro, that this is the common habit between all of the student success episodes that we've done is reading, not just newspaper, but novels, getting into novels. Alejandro, can you share with our audience the last two novels that you read?
Yes, sure. I read The Wizard of Oz. And yes, a beautiful book. And the other one is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That was so awesome. Cool. Yes.
That's so cool. And I love, and you're going to read the BFG pretty soon, right?
Yeah, I will start the next week if I have free time, but I would like to start as soon as possible.
I love that you're reading these because all of these books also have like super famous high quality movies associated with them. So being able to read the book first and then like expand that perspective, that knowledge, really concrete these ideas and the learning by watching the movie, like it's such a cool way to practice. That's yes, very inspiring.
And those
awesome.
Books are easy to understand, easy to follow.
Yeah.
They're not very complicated.
Yeah, well, Roald Dahl is a children's writer first and foremost. So yeah, that's perfect. I love it. Alejandro, I can tell you, you are doing so many things right. I think this has been a great episode because you are such a hard worker. And I really hope that your story inspires our other listeners out there to also work just as hard. So thank you so much, Alejandro, for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Jessica.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Okay. You too. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.